This is Ivy Hoops Online reporting on the afternoon game between Princeton and Brown at Providence. In a game where your team shoots 51% from the field and 46% from beyond the arc with 12 made threes, while the other team misses 10 free throws, you would expect that your team would prevail. If your team is the Princeton Tigers playing at Brown, you would be wrong. The Bears held serve at Pizzatola in another down-to-the-wire thriller, 72-70. Credit goes first of all to the Bears' dynamic sophomore Keno Lilly, who canned 26 points on a very efficient 10 of 15 from the field and 4 of 7 from deep. His 15-footer with 2.4 seconds on the clock broke a 70-70 tie and gave the Bears their second Ivy win, evening their record at 2-2. The Tigers dropped to 3-1 as they head to the Palestra on Monday night for a showdown with the Penn Quakers. Penn suffered a disappointing loss today at Dartmouth. Road games in the Ivy League are worse than visits to the dentist. As noted, the Bears were a very poor 8 of 18 from the free throw line. The Tigers were even worse, making just 4 of 11. If the Tigers could manage 60% from the line, they win. Princeton had its offense in high gear in the first half. As we know, the Tigers love to shoot the three ball, and they hoisted up an insane 16 in the first half with 9 makes, a 56% effort. For the first half, the Tigers shot 63% from the field. At the break, however, their lead was a marginal 44-36. One sensed that they could not continue to make such a high percentage of shots. One would be right. In the second half, Tosun scored 4 straight early to give the Tigers a 10-point lead. Then the Bears made their run. In 5 minutes, Brown, fueled by Paxson Wojcik, who scored 13 of his 14 points in the second half, ran off a 14 straight to give the Bears a 54-50 lead. Matalako stopped the bleeding with a layup, setting up a back-and-forth battle over the final 10 minutes. Trailing by 6, Alako canned a long 3 to cut the deficit to 3. On the afternoon, he had a career-high 21 on 8 of 11 from the field and 4 of 7 from beyond the arc. Freshman Xavion Lee then had a 3-point play to tie the score at 63. The final minute and 35 seconds was not for the faint of heart. Ryan Langbord tied the game at 65 but missed his chance for a 3-point play. Lilly then hit a jumper. Brown led 67-65. Langbord then hit a 3, putting Princeton up 68-67. Lilly came right back, nailing a long one with 49 seconds to give the Bears a 2-point lead. Alako answered with a layup to tie, setting the stage for the final play. Brown coach Mike Martin did not use a timeout at this point, deciding to let Lilly do his thing. The Bears let the clock run down, cleared out for the sophomore who made a terrific move to get a clean look. What a fantastic Ivy League ballgame. I think I am going to need industrial strength digitalis to get through the next 2 months. After 4 games, picking the Ivy tournament field is something of a fool's errand. I don't know that anyone is out of it at this point. By the way, the Tiger women took care of business at home this afternoon with a 13-point win against Brown. Martin Luther King Day should be a very fun day and night of basketball. The Tigers and the Quakers will square off in what should be two momentous collisions. Happy to be with you again. This is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online.